Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
What a time it is to be alive. I'm a child of the 90s. Crazy news today with OJ and all the madness. We're not going to get into all that, but we're going to talk about something more fun. We're here with actor and storyteller to talk about this, Brittany McVicker, to talk about her project Secret Life of a Sorority Girl on Lifetime, which also stars Jessica Morris, who has been on the show before as well. Yeah, so congratulations on this, and thanks for your time. It's great to meet you.
Thank you. So nice to meet you as well.
Well, this is a fun movie. I mean, you got to just throw on the TV sometimes and watch something that's fun and entertaining. How fun was it to work on a project like this and just have some fun, I would imagine, because these stories are just very entertaining for sure.
Yeah. Well, my Instagram bio is the girl from the movies your mom likes, and my friend was like, I think you should add, and your dad will like this one, because I think this one's for everyone. I think everyone's gonna love it. It's spicy, it's fun. So
yeah, so how did you get involved with it? Was it just a traditional audition? I mean, you've done a lot of different types of projects, but this genre is also very popular. I think everybody enjoys these.
Huge fan base.
Yeah, it's massive. Lifetime. Like, Lifetime fans are like very serious. Like, they don't mess around.
They're so great too, and you meet a lot of people through this, which is the best part. I had done a Lifetime film before, and then Scotty Mullen wrote this one, who's a fantastic writer, and it was so juicy and fun. And I was like, oh my gosh, anything you write, Scotty, I want to be a part of. And then I was fortunate enough to get the part.
Very cool. Now, these types of movies are generally just run and gun, right? As far as like filming and things like that, because
very fast turnaround.
Yeah. I was going to say, because we had some people on the show a couple years ago when it was talking about the royal family, and they were literally filming it as we were interviewing it, and then like a few weeks later the film came out. So these types of projects often come and go quick, right? As far as putting them together and things like that.
So fast. Like, you're doing probably 10 to 12 pages a day, which
that's a lot
of it, right? If you're not in the industry, you're like, so what? But like, whenever you're filming it, you're like, oh my god. And you have to think, like, Jessica's in every single scene. She has to learn, you know, the dances and everything. So whenever you're like the leading lady, it's a lot to take on. So I think it was just really like a masterclass from her. It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, usually it's like 3 to 4 pages in a day, because
or one if it's a huge thing.
Yeah. If you don't know, like, one page can take 10 hours. It depends. Like, if you're setting up shots, if you're going to locations, like, you know, if you have to grab and go. I mean, it's just like a big undertaking, you know, for this type of film. And I think a lot of people just don't think about that at all.
But also, I think you get a lot more creative freedom on such a massive scale, which is really nice. Like, there was one of the scenes that we had shot in a different location, and then the director was like, no, let's take this. He's like, do you remember that your lines? And I was like, a whole page? I'm like, sure, I remember it. He's like, all right, go change, we're gonna do it right now, which like doesn't happen, but it ended up in the movie and it looked so much better moving that location. And I think that's always good whenever you can, it's like, you know, you have that liberty.
Yes. Well, you've done a lot of different movies, a few Lifetimes, some similar in the genre, and we've had other actors on before who have done these types of projects, or like exclusively, like, this is what they do. And it's like very measurable success. You know what I'm saying? Because they pay good, you work a lot, and like they're easy turnaround projects, which I think is cool. So when you started out as an actor and storyteller, how did your journey begin?
Yeah, I started out as like a little theater kid, you know, like one of those people. And then I had a friend that was doing it full time for a living. And I was like, oh, wow, that looks so cool. Like, that'd be fun. He's like, yeah, this is, you know, what I do. I'm like, wait, you pay your rent? Like, I didn't realize you could do something so creative and it's so much joy as a career. And I think a lot of people, you know, in suburbia or hometowns, you just don't realize like, oh, I can do this. So I think that was really cool and inspiring to see people doing this as a career.
Yeah. I mean, when you can start paying your bills by doing this, I think that's when you can say this is your career. Because like, I mean, it's nice to get money to do other things, but like to be able to successfully pay rent or mortgage or whatever, like is kind of a big deal, especially in this industry, because sometimes it can be feast or famine, right?
It's always feast or famine. Like my friends are either filming like 2 or 3 projects, and then all of a sudden there's like a month where they're just free on any Tuesday afternoon doing nothing. Like it's just really, you never know.
Yeah, no, for sure. So what do friends and family think of you being in this industry and just having the success and seeing you, you know, on television or whatever the course might be for it?
Oh, they love it. They absolutely love it. And we are such big Lifetime people.
That's like a badge of honor, like for real.
It was. And it was funny because they're always like, no, we see you doing more Hallmark or Hallmark, which I would love to one day. But I'm like, no, I just feel it in my soul. Like I'm a Lifetime girl. I felt like my life was more of a Lifetime movie than a Hallmark movie, which is also another joke. And I think it's somehow manifested into me working in the franchise. So
yeah. And oftentimes, it. it's funny. And oftentimes you see like a lot of the same actors. Michael Dvorsen is another one who has done a lot of these movies, Jessica, but it's like, it's kind of like the Law and Order thing. You know, there's just like a badge of honor to be a part of these films. So once you work in this franchise, I imagine, you know, you're kind of in their heads at this point, you know, as far as like calling you for something else, maybe.
I think also because like we were talking earlier, it's a lot to take on. And if you've never done it before, you're like, oh, like you have to go. Like all the choices that you make, you know, you kind of already prep everything. And then you're like, okay, this is exactly how I'm going to play this. Because you don't have time to do a lot of rehearsals or anything when you're doing these films this quickly, you know. And so you kind of have to know what you're doing and really know your stuff.
Yeah, so I imagine like you have to come to set completely prepared because time is money, period.
Yeah.
And there's no like, let's block it, rehearse it, maybe blocking, but like, yeah, there's probably not a lot of room for error to flub lines and things like that.
There's more than like a soap opera. I did one episode of a soap before, and I got there at like at ABC Studios like at 10 in the morning, and I left by 3. That included lunch.
Oh, yeah. Soap operas are fast. Yeah, soap operas are fast.
And then we filmed the rehearsal. They're like, we love it. We're going to go for a take. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to use like the rehearsal. And then I was done. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. It was a great learning experience.
Yeah. I've talked to other folks who have done those too. And like, they've become so progressive as far as like technology and like everything just moves fast. Like, cause those you are literally filming in real time, like, you know, as you're filming, episodes are coming out. So out of all the experiences you've had, like, what are some capstones for you, Brittany, as far as like learning and that have solidified you in your craft as an actor?
Oh, man, everything from this movie from Jessica Morris, I think just watching her was like massive, like so cool. I did a show called Cooper's Bar, AMC, with Ray Searhorn. And getting to work with her was insane. I mean, she directed it, she produced it, she starred in it. And to watch her handle all those hats, like that's massive. So that was pretty exciting. And I met all of like my best friends from that show, which I think is like the most important part, is the relationships you cultivate, because you'll always have those.
Yeah, so true. Well, this is fun, and I think people will just have a good time watching it. I think there's a lot for everybody, right? For
This is
sure.
a fun one. This is actually like a really cool, and my dad was even like, okay, now I would watch this again even if you weren't in it. So I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
It's always good affirmation when your parents are like, good job. Yeah, good work.
Oh
Do they
yeah,
have
especially
notes
when
for
it's like,
you and your performances at all?
no, I don't think they would know where to begin. I think they're just like, yeah, it looks very real. Like a little, I
Well, I
don't
mean, if
know.
that's the case, then you've succeeded as an actor in
Maybe my
convincing.
dancing could be a little bit better. I think that was a note.
That's funny. Well, you're far more
So
talented than me. Well, this is a lot of fun. Congratulations. It's streaming
fun.
now
Thank
on
you.
Lifetime. And I appreciate your time. I think,
Thank you.
especially in this day and age, we're just looking for fun. Like, it's good to watch things that have, like, take, excuse me, takeaways and life lessons and all that sort of stuff. But to
Yeah,
also,
escapism.
like, just have escapism too, right? And throw a show on for an hour or so and be entertained, and I think that's
So true.
really the best part of it. So one last question out of all of this, like, what has been a standout moment for you in your career where it, although it is feast and famine, solidified to you, like, this is definitely your calling?
I Me to be a part of this movie. It's called Break, coming out in theaters April 26th
Okay.
and this month. And he called me up, and it was, because those movies, like, they're not Lifetime, they take a long time to get made. So this was like a couple years ago, and he was like, we're trying to find this girl for this role, like, we don't know of anyone, would you be willing to do it? And I was like, maybe, let me check my schedule. No, so obviously I did it. And I had such a good time. He doesn't even know the story. But it was in that moment I was like, this is literally what I want to do forever, like to work with my friends and to just say yes, like Jim Carrey in that movie where he's just like, yes, everything. And it's always a good time. I think that was a huge okay, this is it moment for me.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations on this and all your success.
Thank you for having
Everybody,
me.
absolutely,
I
please head over
appreciate it.
to
I love your
Lifetime.
show.
Oh, thank you so much. That means
I
a
watch
lot.
your
I was,
interviews all the time.
thank you. Well, that means a lot. Yeah, I always like talking to amazing people and just connecting because I think that the world that you're a part of is just so different than like whatever anybody else does and like the common thread. No matter who I talk to, it's like it's a job, but it's also, it's just like there's no plan B, right? You just have to do this
There can't be.
because I mean, obviously, if you're waiting tables or I don't know, driving Uber or Lyft, whatever people do these days to like make ends meet. And then, of course, you have a pandemic, which just shuts everything down, and then a
It's
strike.
awful.
And now things are still just slowly coming back, even though it's been several months. But I think it's cool, you know what I mean? Like it's so different than what anybody else could ever possibly choose as a career because it's just not
It's
normal.
so different. It's like a heightened reality.
It
Like it
is,
doesn't
yeah.
feel real. And then you definitely have to like keep a lot of my friend, like one of my best friends, she's a doctor. And it's very different. So everyone's like, what? You do what? And so that's how I got started with someone, doing it as a career. And I think anyone that's wanting to pursue this should just go for it. It is very hard. It's a lot of tears and sacrifice, but it's doable.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're very talented. It's a fun movie. I think people are going to have a good time. Summer's coming.
I think so.
So take your mind off the news, everybody, and be sure to check this out. If you're watching and you're in the Denver area, please come hang out with us at Fan Expo here in July 4th through the 11th. The show will be there hosting and moderating and doing interviews. And thanks, everybody, for your support. And Brittany, congratulations on another great project. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day, Brett.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
Omega proportions.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.